This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande. Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
It is the Zach Sang Show. We got
Zach
Heather.
Sang Show.
Hi.
We got Dan.
Hello.
And we welcome back one of the most incredible human beings on the face of the earth.
Our favorite.
Meghan Trainor. Woo! I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here in this upgraded area.
Okay, so you came to our old studio twice. You are one of the most, I mean, you're one of my favorite guests in the decade that I've been doing this. Hands down. What do you think? Are you okay with the studio?
I love it. I love the colors a lot.
Okay.
This is a lot of pressure. This little stage right here.
But you can sit back and get comfortable. Like you could, crisscross applesauce if you want.
Yeah.
There's a cat pillow behind you. You can rub that all night. Yeah.
Kitten.
Yeah, it's a kitten. You love Christmas lights.
I do.
Are they still up in your backyard?
Yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah. You saw those.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, now I have neon signs everywhere from Amazon. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's an addiction.
Sounds tacky.
Yeah, it's cute. I have like a pink rose when you like towards my bedroom and then a big pink heart balloon over my bed. Instead of artwork, you know, I got like neon light art.
I like that.
Yeah.
Your mom is with you now?
Mama, squad.
Miss Kelly Trainor.
Yeah.
By the way, when I first met your mom, I was calling her Miss Trainor and then your mom was like, Kelly. Please.
Yeah.
But I have it instilled in me, like, you know, forever.
Right.
It's just a miss, you know?
Yeah. Where we grew up, Cape Cod, like, everyone's just like, hey, Ma, you know, or Kelly. They love her.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hi, Kelly.
Mama.
So she's with you every day now? Every day, always?
Every day, every work. I'm like, anything I'm doing that's with work or in general, just I have to do it. I don't know. I'm brain dead right now. But she is there with me all the time, every day. And I love you so much. And I never get sick of her. She's great.
Sit back. Pull the mic to your face.
I can move.
Come
this.
On. Yes.
All right. Now the angles. Okay.
Here we go.
Jesus.
I mean, but it must be nice, right? Having your mom
it's
with
so
you.
It's so nice. I need her all the time. Yeah. I didn't realize how much I needed her, and now I do.
Okay, so what has been the biggest change in your professional life since adding your mom to your daily squad?
I don't know, man. I don't feel like I'm working when I see her, you know?
Yeah.
Or a lot of times when she would come to my shows or events, I'd be like, this one's for you. So now I feel like every man, I'm like, hey, Ma, look at me. I'm on TV, you know, stuff like that.
Can I say, since the first time you came on the show, I have been really lucky enough to get to know you and to meet your family. And really one of the coolest things about you is that your success is not just your success. You share it with your family. And it brings me to tears. I mean, your little cousins, everybody is there and everybody's excited. And it's not just yours. You're so not selfish about it. And it's really cool.
Huh.
It's really special.
You should have seen the four, man. My little cousins came to like three episodes, and every break we'd have, I'd be like, run up here, and I'd have them sit in our seats.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I was like, Diddy sits here. It was sick.
They're
they
like, who's
it.
Diddy?
Right. No, they were like, DJ Khaled, hi to me. I'm like, aw.
By the way, new obsession on television is the four.
The
me.
Four.
I'm.
I love it, man.
I'm hooked on it.
It's cool to hear that too, because it's really like a brand new show, especially that. I was like, oh my God, is anyone going to watch this?
It is nerve-wracking.
I mean,
you're entering a space, you're essentially taking over for American Idol, maybe not in time slot, but just like from like a viewer's perspective.
Right, it's just another one.
Yes. But another one.
Another one.
But this was another one that I mean, was different enough and different enough, yes, but also good enough to stand out. And the caliber of talent on the floor compared to the other shows, hard to match. Really. I mean, I could...
They came through at the end, especially, too.
Oh, sick!
We were like, uh-oh. What do we pick now?
I don't know. You guys didn't watch it, but it, did you watch it at all?
No, I'm still very confused about the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. It's not like a regular singing competition, right?
Yes, it is.
For the most part.
Well, and we're also like looking for an artist, too. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you come out there and you're like really, really shy and you can sing a good song, like, meh, you know?
You need the whole package.
You need the whole package. I got to like be able to... And we're like record... Head of records. We're doing an audition and we're like, do we give them a record deal and try to promote them and put our names behind it? It's like real. It's real. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why it's sick.
Was it natural for you at first getting up and sitting behind that judge's mic and judging people?
It's weird. It was definitely weird at first. I felt so bad, you know, because this isn't like you get to stay on for a couple weeks and we fall in love with you. It's like you're going to sing and you might go home right away. You might get four no's right away or like any no, you go home. So we said goodbye a lot. And on TV, they show the whole story and the backgrounds about them. We don't see any of that. You see like a cute kid come out. We're like, hi, nice to meet you. And then I watched the show. And I was like, his parents were there? Like, I learned a lot about TV.
Would you rather have known that his parents were there and known this person's story before?
No, I like hearing the stories after, I was like, well, this is great TV. And I'm glad I didn't know because maybe it would have changed my opinion or something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think the winner of the four will have a better chance of being successful compared to other shows? Because you said you're looking for the whole package.
Yeah. I mean, do you think they'll be more successful than other shows?
Well, there's a lot of other singing competitions where, you know, the winner wins and then nothing happens.
Yeah. I mean, I was in the very first meetings when Fox started talking about it. And I was like, listen, even if you don't pick me to be on your show, just make sure the winner has a real shot in this world.
Awesome.
Don't give them a bunch of money and give them a moment on TV and then have them be forgotten forever, you know? Like, tell them. That's the only way your show will be different and cool is if you actually promise them, here's an artist. I was telling them all these producers and songwriters. I was like, if you don't pick me, pick this girl and pick Ryan Tedder. And he's a producer and a songwriter. I was like, give them everything. And then that's how it ended up being. So I don't know if I was a part of that or if I should be a producer one day. But from day one, I was very involved and I think they'll have a great shot, especially with iHeart coming in too, giving them that artist on the verge. That's crazy.
It's huge. I think that's the biggest difference. And right from the get, I realized that, I mean, this show is set up to support an artist.
Yeah.
You know, The Voice, I guess they had a deal with Columbia at a certain point or whatever, but there's nothing guaranteed there. There's nothing like you're going to go on tour with Adam Levine for his next world tour. There's no guarantee that you're ever going to hit ears or hit eyeballs.
And it's exciting that I'm about to put out an album and I'm going to have to tour eventually. And I would freak out if Evie went on tour with me. I would automatically do that. I'm already talking to them about putting her on my album as a feature.
Oh, cool.
She doesn't know this yet, so don't even tell her. But,
I'm gonna call her up right now.
Yeah, it's a big surprise. Top management is like, okay. We're going to pick a song. I want to play it for her and be like, what do you think? But, you know, opportunities for our winners.
Did you think Zavaya was going to win?
Zavaya, at one point I did. Yeah. That's the episode I cried. I was like, y'all just threw away a winner. Here we go.
Over a million followers on Instagram.
Yeah, she's a star.
Just from the show?
Yeah. And she's still going to get a record deal. Like, they're still going to do something with her. I know they've asked me to write with her recently, and I was like, absolutely. So even if you don't win and you're not the winner of the four, we're still going to fall in love with you and support you. And as songwriters and producers, I saw Diddy running after everyone else who didn't win and was like, let's connect, let's do something.
That's cool.
So like, don't come on there being like, if I don't win, I lose everything. You know?
Let's eat. What'd you think of
that? Let's eat.
I love it.
I think you saw me. I was like, what's going on? No one warned me about it. It was a real natural thing that he's just started and it blew up and I was like, oh, it's a thing.
So, it's a brand.
He's smart. He's a genius.
What'd you learn about yourself from doing the four?
I learned that I I learned a lot about clothes.
Okay.
Fashion.
But I feel
like that's really inspired even what we're looking at right now and all of your other promotional looks.
I bought this myself. On a website.
Okay,
oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
Did
in the bidding, I was like, check out my shirt. You know? That was real. I learned a lot about Diddy and Khaled and working with moguls. And because I'm sitting next to them. The show's an hour and a half, but I'm sitting with them for 9 hours. You know?
I can only imagine what that was like.
I'm making new friends, and it's not like, here, be friends and chill a half hour at work and then go home. It's like, you about to sit down next to them and talk about life, and a lot of it's filmed, so... Be careful, you know? It's crazy. TV is crazy.
And the editing thing. Really, I watch you, you respond. I don't know the exact situation, but because I follow really pretty much everything you do. Not in a creepy way, but because...
I love you.
Yeah, appreciate you. You had a back and forth with a lady who was talking about some editing, like they edited something out. They edited you to say something. You reacted to a situation. Also, what the hell was with that guy who was calling you out?
Bro. Yeah. Well, first of all, the thing I think you're talking about is Kendall. Kendall, yes. Who came in and beat Javaya.
Yeah.
I like did this whole, I cried. I mean, a lot wasn't shown on TV, but I cried and I was so upset. I couldn't have a voice. They showed like 40 seconds of that. That went on for a half hour if I couldn't talk. And eventually was just like, I need a minute from this. And I left and couldn't catch my breath. I was crying so hard. And it looked like I was just like, oh no, not Kendall. And like bawled and left. So I came back and ran up to her. They didn't show it. They showed it later. But I was like, I didn't care. I was like, I need to go up to her. And I hugged her and was like, this isn't about you. I'm so sorry. This whole fighting scene and me crying and leaving wasn't because I don't like you. It's nothing personal. It's, I got to deal with this right now. Yeah. I'm so, congratulations. Like, I'm so happy for you. But yeah, Jason Warrior.
Wow. What was his deal?
I got so many texts from that. Like, yo, what's going on with this guy?
Well, I didn't know. Like, he was trying to send you a message.
No, he was real passionate, too passionate. Sometimes that comes across as aggressive.
Yeah.
And, he lost that night and he had to go home and the audience voted. It's not like rigged. We checked. Yeah. It's not rigged. It's not we picked secretly. It's their vote at the end of the day. So when he got sent home, I think he was upset because I was the only panelist who said I would have chosen
the other guy.
The other guy.
I forget who.
Vincent.
Who beat him.
Vincent.
Yes.
Gosh, wow. Life.
Vincent was amazing.
And I didn't even say like, you were bad tonight. I was just like, I know they asked you to sing John Legend. I wish you did something more original. I sing with John Legend, and we have one of those. Like, I want to see a new artist. And he got so upset about that and said that I hurt him and was mean. And I was like, I asked him. They didn't show it. I was like, was the mean part when I compared you to John Legend? Like, that's a compliment. But he took it to the heart and had to go home.
Mr. Warrior.
Mr. Ward, love him. And the best part was he came up to me at the last episode and was like, you're fans. And I was like, oh, yeah. He's like, they're coming at me. And I was like, lesson learned, my friend. Like, watch what you say because these fans don't mess around. They'll come for you. They'll get aggressive.
Do we have a season 2 ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
They announced it at the finale and I was freaking out because that never happens. But I'm locked in. I'm in a contract.
Let's go.
Season 2.
How crazy is it that you're in a position in life where you can be on a TV show and your knowledge and your credibility and you as an artist can help literally pave the way for somebody else?
It's so good. It feels so good. I always reached out to people, like new artists, like Alessia and a few others through Twitter. Because I'm like, I don't know how to get to you, and this will take too long through management.
I'll DM
you. It was just like, your life's about to change. I'm here for you. Just like Charlie Puth. I was like, your life's about to go like this, and it's easy, and you could do it. There's just moments where you're going to be like, uh-oh, can I handle all of this? And I'll help you through it, because that happened to me, and there's no book on it, you know?
Which not many people do. And I think a lot of people think that if somebody is going to do that, they're doing it to serve themselves in some weird way. And in this case, it really is genuine. It's pure. I mean,
it's like, it can be real scary and it can really mess with your head if you don't know how to handle it, you know? And even after 4 years, I was on the top of the world. I got a Grammy. I got everything a musician could ever want in life. And exactly a year after, on the day of the Grammys, I was in vocal surgery because I pushed myself too much. I said yes to everything. And I immediately went from top to bottom and was like, ah, why is life doing this to me? And then I said, let's try a break. Let's go on a break. And that break took me into, you know, when you work all day long and then you go home and you get anxiety and but it physically hurts you.
Yes.
You're like, oh, I have the flu. Why? And you're not sick. That was happening to me every day, 24 hours a day on my days off, on my break. And they're like, enjoy this time off because album 3 is going to be huge. And I'm like, I can't enjoy it. There's something wrong with me. And I was so uneducated about anxiety and how it can really physically affect you. They're like, welcome to the club. Yeah. So I started studying and I went to so many doctors and was like, help me, just crying. Like, I remember one doctor, my back felt like it was on fire. It was just burning. And that's like a symptom you can have. And I was like, right now it feels like there's a flame on the back of my back. And I'm not sure what that means. I think I'm going crazy. And he was like, okay, we're going to get you back. Your chemicals are all messed up in your brain. And we're going to get you back to regular.
What cured that anxiety? Was it medicine? Was it something in your life?
It was everything. Huh. I saw a therapist. I still do. Heavily.
You like it?
Yeah, I love her. She's great. And she's like... She works with celebrities, you know, or people with crazy jobs.
Yeah.
So she was the first therapist I found that really understood me.
See, that you need that, right?
You need that, man. Celebrities, therapists are like boyfriends or relationships or girlfriends. You have to like find the right one, you know.
So I've been debating going. I feel like I need to go.
Oh, you gotta go, man. There's just no time. I'm still trying to fit her in, and now all I get is FaceTimes.
Well, FaceTime's not bad. Or I need them to come to me and, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they come to you.
No, I mean, I get one doctor that comes to me, and then I get a haircut that comes to me.
I do, too. What's your name?
Well, I got a psychiatrist.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I got one of those. Yeah, yeah. He will never come to me, though.
I'll share. I got my guy.
That was the one that I was telling, like, my back is on fire. Help me, you know. But, no, I had to learn so much, and my family, or they weren't public about it if they've gone through this. My parents have never gone through this. That was the hardest part because, you know, they're my best friends.
Yeah.
So when I would text my mom, like, I had to go to the emergency room one night because I was like, oh, I'm having an allergic reaction. Like, my throat is closing. And I was like, I'm freaking out. I got to go to the ER. And she was like, no, no, no. Come over here and I'll rub your head. And I was like, you don't get this, Mom. Like, you. And she, like, hates herself and feels so bad about it. I'm sorry I tell this story. Because she loves me more than anyone loves anything. And she was like, it's okay. I'll just rub your head. And I was like, I need an oxygen tank telling me I'll survive through the night. And my older brother is the only one who's gone through that.
Yeah.
And he never talked about it. They don't talk about it. And I felt so good when one of my heroes in life, like, oh, he lives the dream. He's always happy. He's always great. He was like, oh, I've gone to the ER several times because I thought I was having a true heart attack. And I was like, oh, thank you, man. I feel so much better about this. And that night he rubbed my back and was like, get in the car, go to the ER. They'll calm you down and you'll come back home and we'll just watch TV and chill. And having someone who's living in my house who really got it and was really there for me that you think is like the strongest dude in the world, like tell you like, oh, I've crumbled before and it's fine. You'll come right back. Was the best feeling.
That's a life changer.
Yeah.
And now you know forever. I mean,
now
you knew
he
was always there for you, but...
Yeah,
now it's
and I love
support.
Working because I don't even have time to have that, and it's great. I miss it. So that's why I'm extra happy, too.
So how do you manifest and focus all of that? Because it is energy, it's emotion, it's all of the stuff. And how do you focus that into the studio? How do you get back and start creating?
That was the best therapy. That was just massaging my brain. It was so good. And I'm so in love with Daryl. Aww. And I told him when we started dating, like, think of the songs. Like, I could hear the album and I was like, dude, that's the best album I've ever done. And I would just like talk about it like from the past. And it was great. And each song got better and better. And finally I met Andrew Wells, who's a producer of all of these tracks on this album. Kid is 22 years old.
Whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
One producer, top to bottom?
Yep.
Where'd you meet Andrew Wells?
Well, I have another producer on the ballad, but
okay.
Andrew Wells, I met him through Jay Cash.
Got it.
Songwriter. He wrote all my songs with me for this album, and he wrote Me Too and No. He's been with me for a while, and he's like, I got this kid. I'm going to bring him in because I was like, we need a producer, Jay Cash. Like, you don't produce. And so I was like, who's he worked with? Because I was a snob. And he said, not many people. And I was like, cool, this is either going to suck or be amazing. And he blew me away. It was my soulmate producer, my soulmate musician. He hears music just like I do. He gets it. I'll say a random song like, oh, I love this Willow Smith song. And he's like, that's my favorite song. And I was like, oh, meant to be. It's crazy.
So, okay, No Excuses, which is the single. It's, I'm obsessed with it. I played it for these two because you were coming in.
Mm-hmm. We heard it.
I know every word, like the back of my hand.
Okay, jacked it up and started dancing all over the studio.
Oh, you have no idea.
It was like, knocked me out with his
your
butt.
Your text was so sweet.
Oh. It's so good.
Thank you.
Thank you for always. Getting songs from you and your new music is such a bright spot in my days. It makes me so happy.
My cheeks hurt.
Oh, it's so good. I'll get to my...
I love... This is why I love sending him songs. You see this?
Yeah.
He's the best reaction of everyone.
I really... Like, I take it... I think you have respect for me for sending those, and you trust me with that when you send it to me, and I just... I appreciate your art so much, and I feel like when I listen to it, I'm so connected to it. No Excuses. Infectious and empowering. Andrew Wells produces this with you?
Yes.
When you go into the studio for this song, how much of it is sketched out in your brain and how much needs to kind of be done in the studio?
The best part about this entire album is my older brother Ryan was with us every day and he films like he's doing now.
Look at him.
He filmed
that wood.
Everything. And we learned so much. I learned so much. It kind of freaked me out watching the video back. We'll play it for you before we leave. Because you see me going in there as if I've heard the song and as if I already wrote it. But I didn't. I went in there like, all right, tempo's going to be 105, and the bass goes, ba-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, hey, ba-dun-dun. Like, I did the whole thing, and I sang it to him, and you could see me doing it, and that guitar part in the beginning, I'm like, bop, 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 and I'm like, harmony, bop, 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 bop. It's crazy.
One man band.
And I didn't even realize, like, how much, I just go like, oh yeah, I wrote a song, but like, I dissected this song, and I wrote it from scratch, and I'm producing it with Andrew, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. And you see Jay Cash just chilling there on his Nintendo, just like, yeah, we should say this. It's so good. He's like getting the verses, like, what you sipping? Not, you know, he's great.
What, so you know the message you want to put out in a song, right?
That's the first one thing? I definitely knew. Like, I texted Jay Cash the night before, like, hey, get ready. We're going to do an empowerment song about respect. I don't know what it's called. I don't know how we'll make it not cheesy, but we got to do it.
And so from there, you go into the studio, you just start, you know, literally making noises with your mouth.
I think because the album was pretty much wrapped up and this was like a last song, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I think, what beat have I not done yet? Like, what's different? And I was like, okay, major with that minor sass when you're singing minor over the major chords and it freaks them out, you know? And so I started just singing it to him and then...
He made it reality.
Yeah.
Wow. This is the last song for the album.
I just wrote another one though the other day. I gotta stop. I'm stopping though. So second to last song on the album.
How many songs are we sitting on right now?
I'm sitting on
Tommy Bruce.
Yeah, I've been breaking rules all day. I'm sitting on 15, but 12, but 10.
We
12.
Sit on 15, but 12 will probably end up on the album.
Yep, and there'll probably be a deluxe, but who knows, kids?
Available at Target.
Who knows? I don't. I certainly don't. I don't know the release date.
Well, on Twitter, you've teased two songs. What are Evil Twin and Call Us
Criminals?
Those
are, like, my favorite songs from the entire album. Will they be singles? I don't know. It's a collective decision. I also want to see what the fans grab first.
Okay.
But I'm stuck on what should be second. I got to send you and another dude some songs.
please.
I want your opinions.
Wait, so are you going to start releasing them as singles and then not release as singles, but put them out there into the world?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to fade out. Like, I just don't want to confuse people.
If
I release like four songs after the main single, that doesn't mean here's number two and number three and number four. Yeah. You know, I'm just giving you a little splash of what the album's going to sound like so you're fully prepared and ready to roll. But I'll let you know when it's a single.
What'd you learn making this album compared to your first one? Let's go all the way back to Title.
This album, I as a songwriter, I've figured out while playing my songs to other people, I study them even more and figured out how to make each section perfect. Like, I have some songs on my older albums where I'm like, oh my God, this pre-chorus, why did I do that, you know? And while I was writing it, like, well, guess we can't beat it, you know? But this time I was like, no, we're going to beat this. And I got better, so it was easier. And I heard it. I was like, oh, each song is better than the last song. And everyone around me, too. I mean, I don't have a lot of yes people around me. They're really honest with me. But Daryl was especially like, this music is unlike anything you've ever done. And a lot of other family members have told me that too, and my management. But it really is something special. I can't wait to hear all the other songs.
How has your inspiration changed since Daryl?
Love. I never liked writing love songs. Like, all my love songs before were to my family. Like, I'm Gonna Lose You was because I had a nightmare about my younger brother dying, you know? You know those dreams when you wake up and you're crying and you go check on them? That was that. I didn't like writing a lot of love songs because I didn't believe it. I wasn't in love, you know?
Hopeless romantic.
So now, I know, and the creepiest part about that, which I haven't even got to talk about in an interview yet, special you, look at you. That song, second verse says, I bet we met at a party before. You were sweet and held open the door, you know?
This guy.
And I met him 2 years before our first date at a party. And I went up to him and he was so sweet and nice to me. And the entire night I was like, Spy Kids. And he was like, Megan. And I was like, he remembers my name. So every night on tour, he came out on tour and I sang that song. And he would always come up in the middle of the aisles. Oh. Some people recognized him, some didn't, because he would wear his no hat. And he'd be like trying to be all secret. But he would just stand there. And I just sang it to him every single night. So that's our special song.
What the? And you didn't, when did you realize that connection?
My mom, didn't you tell us? Or Lo, my hairstylist, while she was doing my extensions. She was like, wait a second, because I played her the song. She's like, wait, didn't you meet him at a party? And I was like, oh! And then I told everyone. Crazy.
I hope you held the door for her, Daryl.
He was so sweet.
Of course he did. He's the coolest person.
Nice.
Congratulations on getting engaged.
Thank you.
Come on.
I'm so adult right
clap
now.
Clap for that. Your sister's adult.
Adulting hard.
As F.
And that ring, though.
That ring. It's crazy, too, because I just found on Instagram a video, a picture I took years ago at my parents' jewelry store when I was looking at the wedding rings, and I picked this exact ring. It's creepy. Like, to the stone, to the point. It's exactly the same.
Nice.
Did Daryl go to your mom and your dad? I mean, they're jewelry experts.
We should have. We messed up, kind of, because like, that was like my dad's dream. I'm his only daughter. Like, I'm going to get the ring with you. He was in L.A., and we were in Nashville on a songwriting trip, and I yelped a jewelry store nearby. Yeah.
Jesus.
GT. I know. We FaceTimed him, and we were like, we did it, but it's not official because Daryl wants to propose. I just went and we got the ring, and even at the jewelry place we were uncomfortable because they were like, should we get a bottle of champagne, because they recognized us, and we were like, no, this isn't the proposal, we're just getting the ring in the bag, you know?
So
what I'm saying,
you went with him to pick out the ring?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I was like, you can come with me, let's go, we'll leave the wallets in the car and we'll leave our phones in the car, we won't tell anyone, and we'll just walk in and look. And then I was like, uh oh, there it is.
I like that technique.
Right?
You know, there's no room for error if
there's
you go with him.
There's no room for error. Do everything yourself.
That's it. I mean, he's there. He's a part of the decision-making process.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful ring.
Thank you. I love it so much.
How far are we along with this wedding planning?
Not at all. No, we love being engaged. I don't want to.
How long are we going to ride this wave for?
I don't want to do it. I don't know. My parents, it's tricky. My parents ran away to Jamaica and got married, like at Sandals. They just did it.
Dude.
And
yes,
I kind of like
Kelly,
that. Because it's like, do you invite everyone you ever met? Do you invite family only? Do you make people angry? Yeah. Do you see their true colors? Like, I don't know if I want to deal with all that.
That's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot. And then, like, where do you do it? I just found out people, like, pay for their own plane tickets to go to the wedding. Isn't that right?
Yeah. It's like a destination
wedding.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been invited to a lot of weddings, but like, imagine they're like, we're like, we're going to Japan. Like, make it out there, you know? Yeah.
See you there.
Or do you do that so they can't make it,
you
know?
That's what people do.
That's the horrible. Trick. Oh,
that's
my
the
God.
Trick, yeah.
I had
that's
a relative.
That's the trick.
I had a relative have their wedding in Iceland.
Yeah. That's dope. I would definitely, I would make the trip out there.
They didn't
there,
want anybody right? there, so they did it in Iceland. Who's going to go to Iceland?
Me.
Not me. I mean, you.
No. Iceland sounds awesome.
That's amazing.
I
should I do that? We were like, let's go to Hawaii, but like, my family would go to Hawaii, you know? My friends would be like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, family, that sucks.
Yeah, no.
But like, Loki, I feel like you'd want them to be a part of it.
Oh, my family? Yeah. That's the problem, too. We're like, can't just run away and do it by ourselves. Like, I need my parents there, and I need my bros there, you know?
I want to see your cousins, like throwing
man.
Flower petals,
Yeah. I need them there. I don't know what to do. Or we do it and then we have a party about it, you know?
That's cool.
Would you perform at your own wedding party?
No.
Okay.
But I told Daryl because I wrote him so many songs, so many love songs. I said, if you ever want to write me a song, you could sing it at our wedding.
I would, Daryl, you should do that. Daryl, can you come over? Can we invite?
Yeah.
Can you come over? Daryl, come to a mic.
Come massage my feet. Come here.
Yeah, right there.
Come here.
How you doing, man?
It's a stage, right? Isn't this overwhelming?
Here, you can use
your
own
microphone.
I know you guys want to be like super close, but like,
unfortunately, there's gonna be an awkward gap.
I'm bad with microphones.
Well, I can get you another mic if you want, but you can put your legs up.
You
on
can put microphone.
Oh, just look at each other. Look at them.
They're the best. This is what I want my love to be one day. This is my goals in life. Truly.
You're the template for Zach Sang's love life.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Does that make you feel weird, Daryl?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Daryl, what do you think of the song Dear Future Husband?
I've listened to it like a million times before I proposed to you. Just making sure there's a checklist. You know? There's a checklist in the song. I had to get it.
He still like
down.
Opens every single door I walk through. It's great. It's so cute. He does that gentleman stuff.
How'd you?
It's not hard. I'm so surprised. Everyone's like, whoa, you're a gentleman. It's like, it's easy.
What is the hardest part about being in a relationship with each other?
Hardest part?
I don't know.
I don't know.
When we're not together. Oh my God, we sound so gross.
You do.
Yeah, aww. We sound disgusting.
It's cute, though.
We always talk about, like, if he has to go, like, run errands or something, he'll come back and I'll be like, oh, I was dead without you. Like, I died inside a little bit. Or something tragic will happen. And I'll be like, it's just not as good as when you're next to me at all times, you know?
How'd you know that Daryl was the one?
My dad, I asked him a lot, like, how'd you know mom was the one? Because that was his third wife. That over there, yeah.
Wow.
And that was her first husband. So she got it right away. He didn't, you know? So I said, how'd you know it was mom? And he said, there was something about her that I didn't have with anyone else where when they were in the room, everything felt better. And as soon as they left that room, something felt off. And I had that day one with him. I had it day six. I wanted to be like, I love you. I love everything about you. I just think you're so great. And he wanted to say it to me too, but he said, I'm enamored by you, right? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
And I was like, what does that mean? He explained it. And he Googled it. And he was like, it means. And I was like, so you love me. But yeah, I just, like, you know how cheesy it is when people are like, you just know and you know. It was like that.
I mean, it's true. Yeah.
Like,
it's true, though.
You get it, man. I'm never sick of him. I do a big red flag basis, too. I do, like, how many red flags you get?
We're constantly checking in with each other.
Like, any red flags?
Still.
No? Okay. Yeah.
We're still at zero There's red flags?
Zero red flags.
Yeah. We're good.
I don't know if I'm ever going to come in contact with somebody who could be with me for any amount of time and be like zero red flags.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you spend 10 minutes with me, you'll come up with at least two.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But maybe that's it, right? It's like, maybe to you they're red flags, but the fact that they're not red flags to this person...
That's what I'm saying.
They accept you through and through no matter what.
No matter what.
It's really special.
He's obsessed with me, and I feel...
He's obsessed with me.
I feel safe knowing that he's... Like, I can say he's obsessed with me, you know?
Yeah.
There's not, like, anyone else I dated that I was like, oh, yeah, he loves me for sure, you know?
But
that's, like, not a great feeling to have, and it feels so much... So different and so much better knowing, like, wow, he is in love with me.
This is...
Daryl, what makes
He's
her so
crazy
special?
About me.
She's honest. I mean, her honesty, she's always the same person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's only one of her. Even though in our new music video there are
There's three of me.
Whoa.
But that's a surprise, Daryl.
Oh, sorry. Oh, did I ruin a surprise?
Love it.
Wedding's off.
No, I'm trying to spill everything.
Are you on the new album, right? You said everyone's in the family?
Yeah, he's singing in the background.
I sing some backgrounds with the fam.
How'd that feel? Yeah.
Oh, nerve-wracking as hell.
Really? You're a recording star now, Daryl.
Well, I'm picky, too. I was like, this is your note. Make sure you're not flat because you called last time. Here we go. Do it again.
Yeah.
I did a lot of that and made fun of him a lot.
Yeah. But I love it. We had a blast.
Do you sing? Have you sung before?
I did.
On our first date, dude sat down at the piano and started belting like Coldplay.
Because our date,
I Snapchat him, SOS, this is my date, help me. Like belting.
Dude, that's ballsy.
Well, I love Coldplay.
You said there are no red flags. That's a red flag.
No, but I thought it was so cool and ballsy because I was like, I'm a singer and no one sings in front of me. Like my makeup artist, it takes her a lot to be like, to let go. And I've known her for 5 years now. And when she does, I'm like, there you are.
We had karaoke, like we were going bowling and then we were going karaoke. So I was trying to warm up.
He was warming up
before karaoke and then
Then he sang your song to me.
By Elton John, yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, right? Thanks. I'm with Chloe Grismas, like, hit me baby one more time. Like,
how did he sound?
He sounded great. And I was kinda like, no way you're singing this. Like he's a fine singer. He's great.
He's a fine singer.
Yes. He plays guitar very well. He sings, plays piano, and sings.
I love music.
Yeah, he
does. And now I'm just the luckiest guy.
That was a great thing too. Like one of the first few nights, like we went on YouTube, and he would just show me great songs, and I was like, oh my god, you know like good music, you know great music, you know old school music, and we could pop that on all the time while we're cooking and stuff.
What have you learned from him that's really changed you? As a person?
Man. He's just like stupid kind. Like so kind.
You're going to stop at stupid. I was like, well, that's
stupid. I've met a lot of really nice people, but he's like genuinely so kind and so nice. And I asked him, like, how'd you do that? And he's like, one day my friend came up to me and said, yo, you're really negative, so we don't want to hang out with you. And then he just changed his ways. And I was like, that's so cool. And I want to be as nice as you. I don't know. I botched it.
No, you didn't botch it.
I botched it.
No, you had it right in the beginning. It took a turn, but that's okay.
What have you learned from him that's, like, really changed you or you take with you?
Well, he taught me how to enjoy working out and enjoy eating well.
There you go. Yeah.
Is that what you're getting to?
Mama has a freaking dumbbell water bottle.
Mama got this. I got two of these, one pink and one blue.
You look incredible.
Like all the water.
And how often are we working out together?
Daily? We used to do every single day.
Yeah, we were doing T25, Sean T.
Sean T.
Oh, wow.
Love him.
Is that like a trainer? Is that like a...
You don't know Sean T?
No.
Dude.
Bruh.
It's a workout video.
You would love Sean T.
Yeah.
Is he like hot? Like, what is he gonna do? Is he gonna get my ass into shape?
Yes,
100%.
Cool. He's like an Instagram. Like, you follow him? This is like a P90X.
Dude, he's, you know who he is. Okay, remember Hip Hop Abs?
Remember, back in the day, bro.
My mom bought us those videos as kids, and I'd be like, "What is this? I can't dance." And it's like fun ways to work out, but this is like his. Do burpees, and this is a workout for 25 minutes.
Whoa.
And we were doing Insanity, which was like an hour, but we didn't have time. We would have to go to meetings, and so this T25 was like, okay, we have no excuse. We got to get up and do it. And it was great, and it made me feel like I was dying at the end of it, like heart attack, can't breathe, I'm beet red. And I was like, uh-oh, I've never worked out this hard, you know?
That's scary.
I learned, like, that's a workout when you really... exhausted.
But at what point does the workout become like, oh, I don't want to, I feel like I'm going to die right now. Like, when does that turn good? Like, when does that become a great
feeling?
There's
no such thing, in my opinion, as a runner's high or a, wow, I feel so much better. After every workout, I'm like, oh my God. But the only thing for me is the mental note of, I did that today. Like, no matter if everything goes wrong today, we always say this, if everything goes wrong today, at least we worked out and we look good, you know?
There you go. I like that.
That really... helps us up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He just loves looking at you.
I do.
I'm telling you, man. He's obsessed with me. I'm obsessed with him.
I like the matching black boots, too.
And I noticed no one else I have this with. No one else. When he, like, even if he was parking outside and when he comes in the room, I'm like, oh, Daryl's here. Like, I truly get pumped.
So is he in the studio with you when you're writing and recording?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, some days he had to be in an audition, but for the most part...
But it'd always come back?
Yeah, he'd always come back. Yeah. He'd always drive me to and fro work.
Are you giving thoughts? Like, are you sharing, like, your opinions on songs?
I mean, I'm just a fan.
Oh, he always has opinions, too. At the end of the songs, I'm like, what do you hear? He's like, well... this drum kick right here, I don't know. And I'm like, you're so cute. That doesn't make any sense.
So I'm learning, you know, it's the first album cycle. So much. You know? Next album cycle, I'll learn to not speak, you know? Yeah,
right. I love his opinions, so I'm like, give it to me. What you got?
Now, Daryl, did you get paid for your feature?
Oh, I get paid in love.
Oh, gross.
And I'll see money. I don't know who pays them, but someone pays them. It's probably me.
Are we going to do a bridal shower? Like, are we going to have games and stuff?
I don't know, Zach. Okay. Are we going to do a bridal
shower? Yeah, I'm surprised. That these radar didn't have enough games about this.
Guys, don't go to the bridal shower, Zach. It's for women.
I don't know the rules.
You should have a unisex bridal shower. I can help throw this if you
There's
want.
There's no such thing.
Google some really good game. Like, I'll get this going. Like,
okay, great.
When you're ready, you know who to call.
Okay.
I'll call up Judge and your mom, and it'll be something big.
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
Great.
You can't go, though.
That's all right.
Yeah, you can
that's
do
the
whatever.
Deal. Gosh, see, like, this is all adult stuff.
Which is, like...
I just wanted to lock him down forever, you know?
Was that really, like, the real, like, motive behind getting married? Like, to make sure that it is forever?
Yeah, to make sure, like...
Well, we've been saying it, but no one really believed us, so...
I didn't believe you, like, and you told me.
Yeah.
I had no... you always said...
Yeah.
You
I was like, this is
you believe
one.
Us now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always said that since... I remember, like, even I had to go to rehearsals after our first date, and I was like, I found him! And it's just... Day one. It's crazy.
I mean, like, it's special, but this is real. Like, we want to throw a big not you let me know about the wedding plans.
Zach's going to plan your wedding.
Right. I'm very excited. I don't get invited. Like,
very
you,
excited.
I don't get invited to many weddings, but I'm expecting
me
an
either.
Invite.
Okay.
If you do it in Japan, I'll come.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in.
I love Japan.
I've never been. I can use
me
an
neither.
Excuse to go.
Yeah.
Never been?
This is an idea.
I'm taking.
Or a vacation.
Yes.
Or that's nice too. Work trip. Better.
Work trip.
The ring is nice.
Thanks.
Everything
you.
About you guys is nice.
Thanks. You too, Zach.
What does that blinking on your face mean?
Oh, it's a light from the show.
Oh,
above.
I thought it was like wrap it up. I was like, no way.
No. No Excuses is a single. If you haven't listened to it yet, you have to. Do it, please.
Yes, please.
Fashion in your life. I love it. You look great today.
I feel comfortable and I'm not wearing Spanx.
I loved your giant your giant suit jacket on Corden.
Oh,
it's beautiful,
right? Thank you.
Has fashion taken on like a new definition for you?
Yeah, it's funny though, because like showing more boobs, it's like the skinnier you get, the more you show, you know. And I'm cool with it. I'm comfortable. It's just like you gotta tape them sometimes. This is a whole conversation I wish I never entered.
Hold on.
I went this way.
So you tape them to make them look bigger or to hold them in?
No, you tape them to hold them where exactly where you want them. He's like, don't move anymore, you know?
You talk to
and
them like that
and
too?
Yeah, and like, don't pop out when I don't want you to, you know? Because like, you can't wear a bra because they'll see your straps, you know? I almost taped today, but I was like, guys.
I was going to say.
Didn't.
Not taped?
Not taped.
In there, all natural. Like
packed
just...
and secured. I have a bra and the straps are just down. Anyways.
Got it.
Anyway, I
should be doing that for mine too.
You just tape duct tape, man.
I
saw
something.
Kim Kardashian post about it the other day, and I was like, yes.
If Kim is that
Kim
real,
Kim does it. I does it. except some stuff.
Like what?
Like stop talking. I don't know. On to the next.
sex tapes.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I thought you guys were talking about the dirty.
Oh, your trip to the sex shop.
Oh, son of a... Listen, I can't even... Guys, you know what's the saddest... You know what the saddest part about this?
Go. I'm so sorry
anything.
That I brought it up.
I'm going to tell you the truth, but I'm not going to tell all of it, Mom. Right? Okay. But I'm going to tell you as far as I can go.
Okay.
You're not even going to believe this. You're going to shut me down so hard. The funniest part about it was right after our workout, obviously.
I mean, you could tell by his ridiculous...
By my feet shoes.
Feet shoes.
What do you mean ridiculous?
He loves
They're
those. Don't fight him on those. He will come at you. Okay.
I'm not going to stop
I went
wearing.
To that store for a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I know it the sounds
truth.
So terrible.
Sure.
Did I pick something up for me too? Maybe. Whatever. But I definitely went on a mission...
Got
for
it.
A friend of mine, which is the saddest part, because you're just like, oh, you, Megan, stop. Oh, Megan, stop, says mom. My grandma watches this stuff. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Nana. Nana's 95 now.
Nice.
Okay.
95.
All right. My grandma's like 92 or something.
Thank
like
you
that.
So nice. Much.
Grandma went to one of those stores when she was young, though.
Oh, my God. No, she didn't. My family's very, like... my mom won't blow her nose in front of me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, let's go! I'm going to tell you all my secrets! My brother's cringing.
My whole family's uncomfortable right now.
They're so uncomfortable.
This is where it ends, but all I got to say is
this is where the interview ends?
No. This part of the conversation. I respect it, I appreciate it, and I admire it. It's freedom, and it's comfort.
We just got engaged. Yeah.
That's exactly it, and you are young, and why be ashamed? Why hide things that are supernatural and real?
Yeah.
Why didn't I realize that guy was staring at me in a weird way, you know what I'm saying?
That's it. Well, there's a guy with a giant lens across the street.
Bro, I couldn't see him. I saw some random guy come in to check if it was us, and then he left.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, oh, he must be shy. Like, come on in here. Now I know he was against me.
He was scouting.
Yeah, scouting. I was like, oh, confirmed.
No excuses. The single.
Have you guys talked about kids or a family yet?
Yes. Oh, every day I want a baby. All the time. Last night we were on YouTube. I was like, look at baby stuff. Terrible. I was just like, too soon. Too soon. I got to work. I'm not doing it right now.
That's it.
I cannot wait, though. Freaking out about it.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I I'm not in a relationship. I'm not nowhere close to being in a relationship. But I see kids, and I'm like, oh, I wish I had a kid.
Yeah.
And then I want to try out those robo-babies that they would give you in high school that you have to take care of for, like, a week.
Yeah.
And then I'd feel like I'd chuck the baby out the window.
Yeah, well, my cousins were over the other day, and I was like, this is a lot. This is a lot. And I left to go to dinner, and I was like, oh, am I going to be a terrible parent? Like, I couldn't handle
you'll love
couple
yours.
Hours.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You'll
someone love said yours. That to me. Too, yeah. I felt.
Not that I have kids, I'm just saying.
I love my cousins. Yeah. They were just jumping on me on the couch, and I was like, I'm out, you know? Yeah.
You know what's really cool? Like, that I feel like me and other people who listen to your music should be really lucky. Your inspiration is going to change and evolve as your life evolves. You know, Daryl comes in, your music reflects. You know, you get married, your music reflects. You go through hardships
the
and
songs
good shit.
About my babies will be nuts.
That's it. Because you
like Adele level.
You leave everything out in your songs.
Yeah,
and that's just it's really cool because
I make sure they're relatable.
That's
so everyone can jam to it. You know.
And word.
Have
word.
You lost any sense of relatability over the years and throughout this journey?
No. What does that mean? That's too smart for me. What do you mean?
I mean, like, this idea.
So obviously
that,
not. She's not.
Yeah.
And I really believe that to be true because you are who you are through and through. You're an incredibly genuine human being. Like, there's no different Megan ever. And you're just a normal person from Nantucket. But you're a pop star, right? And you have fancy cars, usually.
Suppose.
And, you know, you have security guards. And you can grab a private jet if you want to. And, you know, the further that private jet flies, you know, the further from the ground you go. You know? In terms of being grounded in reality.
Oh, grounded. No. That's why you keep your family close.
Yeah.
Because they just remind you who you is and make you sit down. It's great. But we have moments all the time where we're more... Instead of them, like, trying to make me humble, we're all like, what are we doing here, you know? Yeah. But the Ellen party was just, like, a huge pinch-me moment of how do we even get invited? Like,
did you feel like you fit in there?
No. Alessia and I were both like, what are we doing? And I kept reminding her, I'm like, you just won a Grammy. You are Alessia Carr. And she's like, okay, but you're Megan. And I was like, no. You are Alessia. Like, get in there, girl, and say hi to them. But we were both freaking out. We were like... And I remember leaving there, I had to call four people to tell them about every single person I met and was like, this is the cool side of my life, you know?
That's awesome.
When you leave that, are you inspired? Or are you just in shock?
Yeah. I remember leaving being like, let's work forever until we walk in there and people are like freaking out that we're in there, you know? I was like, that'd be cool. And I won't be so scared to walk up to Oprah, you know, or Bradley Cooper. I'll just be like, let's go, dude. We're friends with them.
Yeah, what's up, O? How you doing?
Yeah. You know?
What motivates you this year? What's on the top of the motivational list?
I have a song called Treat Myself. And it was a big lesson I learned in this whole anxiety and coming back and loving yourself and figuring out what makes you happy. And Treat Myself talks about, give it up for yourself sometimes. My therapist had to remind me that. She's like, you came in here shaking one day and now you're like badass and you're on TV and you're killing it. Like, don't forget to pat yourself on the back. And I've learned to do that, so I bought a car.
Oh, nice.
And cool. Thank you.
What'd you buy?
Treat yourself. Should I say it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I got a Tesla, dude.
Tesla club.
I got a Tesla. I'm
That's
in the
pretty
club.
Cool. That's cool.
I have to put like an electric plug in my house.
That's awesome.
How cool is that?
That's cool.
I don't even like cars, but this was cool. I was
are
like,
you an
astronaut?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah. I told my family. I told them for Christmas. I was like, surprise, we have a Tesla.
Wow.
They were like,
that's nice that you
one?
Say that we have a Tesla. I like
yeah,
that.
Well,
I like
well,
that.
Well, as soon as I get it to, the mm-hmm. irony, as soon as I get it, I'm going to be in London overseas. So, I'm like, J-Train, enjoy.
I was going to say, your
we're
little brother's going to be all over
except my little brother, yep.
Oh, he's going to be running that around town. Just showing it off.
It's like, I'll drive it.
But it does, you know, when other people are always applauding for you sometimes, you forget to applaud yourself.
You forget about yourself, man. I lost myself. I felt like, and when you have like really bad anxiety, you have that dissociation problem. And I started seeing things, like things moving that weren't moving. And I was like, oh my God, I'm schizo. Like I'm losing my mind. And that was all just stress and overworked and had to remember to come back to me. And that was such a hard lesson out of all of this. Like, learning how to be a pop star, easy. This, like, learning how to go back to yourself was so difficult. And I did it, and I nailed it, and I wrote a song about it.
Nice.
An album.
I am so excited to hear it. I cannot wait for this album. Meghan Trainor.
I'll send it to you later.
Love you.
I love you.
So deep.
No, so deep.
No Excuses is a single you need to listen to it.
Go listen to it. Play it in the morning.
Album is coming.
What's the name of it?
Oh, you little one. I can't say.
Don't.
But I will say, you've heard me say it today.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You know people in the comments section are going to be like, oh, is it this?
Whoa,
is it this? Is it this?
You like that promo? Yeah. That's nice, right? Megan, I said it today.
Meghan Trainor, everybody. The best ever.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.